Workday, an enterprise platform for finance and HR rock stars.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
75 degrees in Topeka. It's 75 in Lawrence. The time is 3:06.
Our news.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, the future of NVIDIA, the chip company's up and down week, reflects the very difficult attempt to predict the future of AI, artificial intelligence, and how quickly that future will get here. We'll talk about Quechua music. Then, climate change could bring more water scarcity to the Midwest and Great Plains, and with it, more legal battles over water.
It's going to be a water war, you know, and we're seeing it right now.
How the middle of the country could face more disputes over water, coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Stay tuned following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations for another installment of the Best of the BBC Proms. We will be hearing the last symphony written by Johannes Brahms, his darkest. We will balance that out with the very bright and joyful Beethoven Violin Concerto featuring soloist Tobias Feldman. Join us for the BBC Proms this evening at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan. The time is 3:20.
Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station, 7 to 10 a.m. It is Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Stay with us. News headlines are up next. It's 80 degrees in Abilene, 77 in Atchison. The time is 3:30.
Flame tensions.
NPR's Lauren Freyer. The latest attacks come after Israeli forces yesterday killed five more West Bank militants, including a local commander. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Department of Commerce is refuting allegations of corruption made by a former state employee. KPR's Jay Schaefer has more.
The death of Jonathan Clayton has sparked a firestorm in state government. Clayton was the interim city clerk in Peabody who disappeared and was later found dead. The 42-year-old once worked for the Kansas Department of Commerce. On August 8th, 5 days after he was last seen alive, an email purportedly from Clayton was sent to various state officials and news outlets. According to the Kansas Reflector, the email said it was, quote, being released following the death or incapacitation of Clayton. The email accuses Commerce Secretary David Toland of scheming with other officials to direct federal grant money to certain Kansas counties. Those officials have denied any wrongdoing. I'm Jay Schaefer.
A company that supplies tools and other products to places like Home Depot and Lowe's will build a new distribution center in Wyandotte County. Governor Laura Kelly announced today that Marshalltown is investing $27 million to build the facility. Once the project is completed, the company is expected to create 40 new jobs in the Kansas City area. Marshalltown's new 200,000-square-foot manufacturing facility will act as the company's satellite location and will include warehouse space and distribution. The state of Kansas will collect more than $1.5 million in settlement funds, concluding a multi-state lawsuit against the state of Delaware. Kansas officials say the settlement marks the conclusion of a handful of lawsuits to determine which state collects funds from unclaimed property. In this case, Delaware was trying to claim all of the unclaimed funds from MoneyGram checks because the money transfer company is based in that state. Kansas and 28 other states argued that the unclaimed funds should be returned to the states where the unclaimed money originated. State Treasurer Stephen Johnson and Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced the settlement with the state of Delaware today. Partly cloudy skies tonight with patchy fog very late, right around dawn, lows overnight in the lower 60s. Patchy fog before 9 a.m. tomorrow, becoming sunny with highs in the lower 80s. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 3:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The western U.S. has dealt with decades of disputes over water. Now climate change could bring more water scarcity to the Midwest and the Great Plains. That has left states in the middle of the country wondering if the thirst for water could be headed their way. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke filed this report.
On the ground in St. Louis, you're not. I'm Kate Grumke.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You will find more stories like this online at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Stay tuned. In just about 11 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines. Then, the first woman to press charges against disgraced U.S. gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar is speaking out about justice for sexual abuse survivors.
The reality is that so many survivors don't have safe places to report because the systems that we are dependent on are incredibly broken.
A new report shows the FBI is still mishandling child sexual abuse cases. We'll get you the whole story coming right up on KPR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s, some patchy fog in the wee small hours of the morning. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
That's for this week's news quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
When your old boat feels like an anchor around your wallet, KPR's vehicle donation program is here for you. We'll take your donated vehicle and use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your boat, car, or motorcycle at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Topeka. The time is 4:06.
The letter has been placed in the museum's archives for safekeeping forever. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then the Democratic National Convention invited about 200 influencers to make content there. It was all part of an effort to reach younger voters.
I would say the posts performed as well as our normal content, if not better. The photos of me just losing it, those continue to see a lot of love.
How creators feel about incorporating politics into their feeds. We will also check in with the WNBA. See how the regular season is closing out. And, of course, New Music Friday. We will hear from the NPR music team before we get to 5 o'clock. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria, offering Mediterranean-inspired cuisine in a cozy and historic setting at 9th and New Jersey. Reservations welcome but not required. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight. Patchy fog in the very late night hours, basically the very early morning hours of tomorrow, sometime between 2 and 5 a.m. Tomorrow, patchy fog before 9 a.m., becoming sunny throughout the day. Highs in the lower 80s, lows around 60 tomorrow night. Highs in the mid-80s for Sunday. Highs in the upper 70s for Labor Day. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. It's 420.
Support for NPR. Offering customized math instruction and individual attention to students in grades K through 12. Mathnasium.com.
This is NPR News.
This summer was a political whirlwind. It began right after Memorial Day when former President Donald Trump was convicted of 34 felonies. And then after that came Biden's bad debate, an assassination attempt, childless cat ladies in Mountain Dew, Biden dropping out, Kamala stepping in, coconuts, brat, and a lot of people calling each other weird. Yep, it was a lot. We look back at one truly unbelievable summer on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered with your host, Scott Detrow.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
News headlines are up next. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Emporia. It is 4:30.
Strada's office responded to NPR's requests for comment. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Department of Commerce is refuting allegations of corruption made by a former state employee. KPR's Jay Schaefer has more.
The death of Jonathan Clayton has sparked a firestorm in state government. Clayton was the interim city clerk in Peabody who disappeared and was later found dead. The 42-year-old once worked for the Kansas Department of Commerce. On August 8th, 5 days after he was last seen alive, an email purportedly from Clayton was sent to various state officials and news outlets. According to the Kansas Reflector, the email said it was, quote, being released following the death or incapacitation of Clayton. The email accuses Commerce Secretary David Toland of scheming with other officials to direct federal grant money to certain Kansas counties. Those officials have denied any wrongdoing. I'm Jay Schaefer.
A company that supplies tools and other products to places like Home Depot and Lowe's will be building a new distribution center in Wyandotte County. Governor Laura Kelly announced today that Marshalltown is investing $27 million to build the facility. Once the project is completed, the company is expected to create 40 new jobs in the Kansas City area. Some Flint Hills property owners can get help figuring out if their lot or building contains lead paint, asbestos, or other hazardous materials. They can get an evaluation of how the site was used historically, and some can get testing done at their site. These steps are often required when people seek small business loans. Jana Williams is with the Flint Hills Regional Council, which received a $1.5 million grant from the EPA to pay for the work. She says these steps can help revitalize historic areas.
It improves and protects the environment and people. It increases their local tax base. It can facilitate job growth. And it makes use of existing infrastructure and buildings.
The group works with both large and small communities like Junction City, Harrington, and Alta Vista. You can contact the Flint Hills Regional Council for more information. Storms that rolled across the state last night damaged a high school in southwest Kansas. The damage at Meade High School was bad enough that classes were canceled today. Preliminary information indicates that a microburst with winds of 85 miles an hour hit the school, taking off part of the roof. KSNW-TV reports that the storm also blew away a scoreboard, sending it a quarter mile away from the football field. Damage from high winds was estimated at $500,000. Patchy fog late tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. Patchy fog tomorrow morning before 9 o'clock, becoming sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night's low around 60, highs in the mid-80s for Sunday. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4:35.
Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Weekday mornings, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition, getting you caught up on all the news from overnight. On Monday, your host will be Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, many other frequencies as well. Check them out online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then some voters very much like former President Trump's plan to expand tariffs if he is elected.
If you look at just buying knickknacks and little things, almost every one of those things says made in China. I wonder how many things in China say made in America.
How tariffs have affected states like North Carolina, which are heavily involved in trade. We will also go over what exactly a tariff is, which a lot of people seem to be confused about. We will talk about it coming up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 5.
At progressive.com/careers. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KAND and KAMV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered still to come. Patchy fog late tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. Patchy fog early tomorrow morning, highs tomorrow in the lower 80s. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Outdoors Unscripted Festival launch event, September 7th at Cider Gallery in Lawrence, kicking off a year of planning for an annual three-day celebration of Midwestern outdoor adventure. Tickets at outdoorsunscripted.org.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan. It's 5:06.
All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyowski Dance Company. September 20th and 21st. More jccc.edu/mtc.
Thanks so much for making KPR part of your day. We are Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio is your place for NPR News. You can hear us on 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, and lots of other frequencies, too. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Thanks for tuning in. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, climate change could bring more water scarcity to the Midwest and Great Plains, and with it, more legal battles over water.
It's going to be a water war, you know, and we're seeing it right now.
How the middle of the country could face more disputes over water, coming up shortly here on KPR. Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's the BBC Proms tonight, the final symphony by Johannes Brahms. It's performed by the BBC Philharmonic. Also tonight, some Beethoven, specifically the violin concerto. The next concert from the annual BBC Proms this evening at 7 on your KPR One stations. On your KPR Two stations at 7 o'clock, you'll hear Snap Judgment. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence. It's 520.
This is NPR News.
A lonely widow thinks her life is pretty flat, and she's given a house on Ibiza, and quickly things get weird and wonderful.
This story is about however despairing we may feel, life can offer incredible surprises and changes around the corner.
Matt Haig on his new novel, The Life Impossible, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station, 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting journalist and author Sasha Eisenberg discussing his book, The Lie Detectives, in search of a playbook for winning elections in the disinformation age. Wednesday, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 83 degrees in Topeka, 84 in Manhattan. It's 5:30.
I'm NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Department of Commerce is refuting allegations of corruption made by a former state employee. KPR's Jay Schaefer has more.
The death of Jonathan Clayton has sparked a firestorm in state government. Clayton was the interim city clerk in Peabody who disappeared and was later found dead. The 42-year-old once worked for the Kansas Department of Commerce. On August 8th, 5 days after he was last seen alive, an email purportedly from Clayton was sent to various state officials and news outlets. According to the Kansas Reflector, the email said it was, quote, being released following the death or incapacitation of Clayton. The email accuses Commerce Secretary David Toland of scheming with other officials to direct federal grant money to certain Kansas counties. Those officials have denied any wrongdoing. I'm Jay Schaefer.
The state of Kansas will collect more than $1.5 million in settlement funds, concluding a multi-state lawsuit against the state of Delaware. Kansas officials say the settlement marks the conclusion of a handful of lawsuits to determine which state collects funds from unclaimed property. In this case, Delaware was trying to claim all the unclaimed funds from MoneyGram checks because the money transfer company is based in that state. Kansas and 28 other states argued that the unclaimed funds should be returned to the states where the unclaimed money originated. Some Flint Hills property owners can get help figuring out if their lot or building contains lead paint, asbestos, or some other hazardous material. They can get an evaluation of how the site was used historically, and some can get testing done at their site. These steps are often required when people seek small business loans. Jana Williams is with the Flint Hills Regional Council, which received a $1.5 million grant from the EPA to pay for the work. She says these steps can help revitalize historic areas.
It improves and protects the environment and people. It increases their local tax base. It can facilitate job growth. And it makes use of existing infrastructure and buildings.
The group works with both large and small communities like Junction City, Harrington, and Alta Vista. You can contact the Flint Hills Regional Council for more information. The FBI is offering a $2,000 reward for information about a bank robbery in Lawrence. Authorities are still trying to identify the person who robbed the Bank of America located at 900 Ohio Street on July 2nd. The suspect is described as a tall African-American with an athletic build. Police have released security camera images of the heavily clothed suspect, but it remains unclear whether the suspect is male or female. The robber demanded money from a teller, then fled on foot with an undisclosed amount of cash. Partly cloudy skies tonight with patchy fog sometime around 5 a.m. Lows tonight in the lower 60s. You're listening to KPR, and it's 5:35.
Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The Western U.S. has dealt with decades of disputes over water. Now climate change could bring more water scarcity to the Midwest and the Great Plains. That has left states in the middle of the country wondering if the thirst for water could be headed their way. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports.
On the ground in St. Louis, Yearn points out treaties the tribe struck with the U.S. more than a century ago promised them water. Close observers say climate change is going to bring all of these stakeholders into the courtroom more often. Or, at the very least, it will force a lot more collaboration. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kate Grumke.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You'll find more stories like this online at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Mixmaster Music Showcase and live taping for KPR's new 105 Live Music Program with Draper Family Band, Christina Graves, and the Swallowtails at the Bottleneck in Lawrence, September 6th. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, in several recent statements, former President Donald Trump appears to be backpedaling on his opposition to abortion. That has raised concerns among opponents of abortion rights. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Patchy fog late tonight. Right around dawn, we'll see it moving in. But otherwise, tonight partly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. More patchy fog tomorrow morning, obviously, with it rolling in around 5 a.m. We are expecting it to burn off by around 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Should be sunny after that with highs in the lower 80s, lows around 60 tomorrow night. It's 83 degrees in Topeka, 83 in Atchison, and it's 10 minutes before 6. Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.